Prayers, when it is done from the right perception, is always very effective. Some of the reasons why you may have not seen results to prayers may be because you misunderstood the concept in one way or the other. Once you begin to understand the concept of prayer, you will see reasons why you need to pray. Remember, Christ says, and I quote, "Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, I will do." A lot of people misinterpreted when he said, "in my name." Listen, what he was saying there is, if you can get into the same frequency with me, if you can do it the way I do it, that is when you will get results. It does not necessarily mean calling his name per se. God will only honor that prayer because you are doing it like Jesus. What that scriptural statement meant is that if you can do it like Jesus would do it, if you can pray like him, not necessarily chanting his name like a good luck charm. Listen carefully. You need to go into the mind of Jesus to know how Jesus got the result. When you go into his mind, when you probe into how and why he did it the way he did it, you are doing it in his name. How did Jesus pray when he got to the tomb of Lazarus? He came to the tomb of Lazarus. He made a statement. He said, "Father, thank you for hearing me, for I know that you always hear me." He beckoned on Lazarus. "Lazarus, come forward." Probe into the meaning of that statement. Christ stopped seeing Lazarus as a man that was dead. He began to assume that he is probably asleep. Even with the obvious stench coming out from the tomb, since he assumed Lazarus was sleeping, he had already projected life into him by that assumption, by his perception of Lazarus. As at that moment, that was where the prayer answered. Listen, you are as powerful as Christ if you can be in him. I want to speak on a subject, salvation, the journey. What the journey of salvation looks like. The definition of salvation is familiar to every Christian because it is part of the first subject that is ministered to any Christian. What is salvation? Salvation is to be free from sin and the consequences that come with it. Hallelujah. The system of the world is designed to keep people in sin, thereby attracting the consequences that come with it. What are the consequences of sin? Suffering, hardship, setback, disappointment. In one way or the other, it is very, very hard for anybody born of a human being not to suffer some of the consequences that come with sin. Hallelujah. So, it takes salvation in totality to be free from the systems of the world that causes you to attract the consequences of sin. The disciples of Jesus Christ wanted clarity. That was the reason why they asked, "Master, this man was blind from birth. Obviously, sin brings punishment. Since he is blind from birth, who sinned? His parents or him?" Jesus Christ said, "No, it's so that the name of the Lord will be glorified." The structure of the world is designed for people to even experience the consequence of sin, even without sinning. Now, what happened to Joseph? What was his offense to Potiphar's wife? In other words, some of the consequences that come with sin are God's way of setting us up for our next level. The lies, false accusation against Joseph, propelled him for his next level. Sometimes you may face injustice. In as much as you know that you are innocent and your conscience is clear, just know that whatsoever punishment or accusation or consequence that is coming is not for you to now fall into self-pity. Rather, like Joseph, you should take it in good faith, knowing that the testing of your faith qualifies you for promotion. Now, you are a person that has potential. People keep running after you. They're trying to pull you down by all means. Just know that you are a star. When you are fully saved, the attraction of those things will be less. Or when those consequences come, there will be a better interpretation of those consequences that are coming, in as much as you knew that you are not guilty of them. The journey of salvation is a very interesting one, which, if you do not take your time to experience it, you would assume that you have salvation. What do I mean? You need to take your time to reprogram yourself. Because as a spirit being that you are, there is a way you are that when you are spoken to, when you receive a word, when you affirm a word on yourself, this word takes form, becomes a part of you. Your spirit needs to be groomed with the word of God. Your spirit needs to be energized. Your spirit needs to become strong, bold, and established in the word of God to beat the world system. Without that, you will only be a person that confesses salvation. But when you want to react to circumstances, it is the information that are stored up in your body that will come out first. Beyond acting says a lot about your salvation. Listen, a lot of people are used to grooming themselves in a manner in which they want to be seen, yet they are not really in or transformed into how they want to be seen. You need to ask yourself, am I an acting Christian or a transformed Christian? An acting Christian is a Christian that has spent so much time in grooming himself or herself into how he or she would like to be perceived, like to be seen by others. A transformed Christian is that one that has taken his time to become fully transformed, not even minding how people see him. You may also have been trained by a person who has groomed you to become an acting Christian, whereby you find yourself working on the outward dispositions, how you want to be seen, because that person is a master in that regard. And it influences how they preach and what they teach you. Listen, they are part of those who have gotten away with a lot of things, like the seven sons of Sceva, who only do things like Jesus Christ has been described. They see the Bible as the script that they need to act in order for them to be perceived as those who are also followers of Christ. If you are to adopt a new way of doing things, if you are to be transformed into something different from what you're already used to, you need to take your time to engage in studying, digesting the concept in which you want to be transformed into. And you have to do that consistently for 11 months. Consistently means every day for 11 months. When it is 11 months already, the old persona, the old ideology, the old perspective, how you do things, how you act, react, would have been shedded off completely. Apostle Paul puts it this way. He says, be ye not conformed to the already made patterns of this world, but be transformed by the new renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind means your mind is the engine room. If your perception, your mindset, your concept of how you see things has not transformed from who you used to be into another person, then you're not yet transformed. Hallelujah. And when you are fully transformed, after you must have spent consistent 11 months on reading the Word of God every day, affirming the Word of God to yourself every blessed day, when you do so, ultimately, everything around you will be transformed. In fact, it will determine the kind of things you begin to attract. This has little to do with how you are brought up. You can be born in a Christian home and not understand the whole concept. When you are fully transformed, you become God in human flesh. Psalm 34 verse 7 puts it this way. It says, the angel of God encampeth around the righteous. The righteous are those who have been transformed and are now conscious of who they are. They are carriers of the presence of God. Naturally, the angels of the Lord will surround you. Do something about the works of your salvation, and the Lord is going to strengthen you as you do so in Jesus' name. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.